Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Cancer Survivor Show, brought to you by
the Chemo Girls.
Hey, Lucy, how are you doing today?
Doing great. I'm excited to be back with the mic today. It's been a little while since we've done any recordings, and it's fun to have our headphones on and the mics in front of our faces and looking at each other.
Looking at each other over this pumpkin pie you brought in my house. What are you thinking, girl?
I had to get it out of my house.
Well, if you guys
hear time for the low-carb diet at the Barlow household these days.
So. Yeah, time to up the water intake down the carbs.
Down the carbs, that's right.
I understand. I need to jump on that bandwagon with you. I personally am just delighted about the show that we are offering you guys today. You know, Lucy and I do what we do for her, and we would define her as the woman today who is reaching out to open a clinic door for the first time for her first chemotherapy session. That's really important. But the podcast is much broader than that.
That's right.
And it is for anyone who cancer has touched their life. That's going to be men, women, children. It will be the survivor, the family, the friends, the coworkers. I mean, this is a broad group.
Yeah.
And we got the most precious email this week from this delightful woman that you guys will be meeting in just a minute. But I thought I'd take a moment and read this to you. It says, "Dear Sharon and Lucy, I'm so grateful to have learned about your cancer care packs on behalf of my dear friend in Gulf Breeze, Florida, Jane. She was a light to my family when we lost our home after Hurricane Ivan, and then again after Hurricane Dennis back in 2004 and 2005. She fed us, doted over us, decorated our home for Christmas, helped with anything asked or anticipated in need, and has been a most precious friend continually since. Actually, she's been more than that. She's been a sister and a godsend. Thank you for helping me through your experiences help light the way during her upcoming chemo treatment. As I said, I'm so grateful. Sincerely, Miss Carol of Jacksonville, Florida." So, without any further ado, before I have to wipe my eyes, that's just so sweet. Miss Carol, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be on the program with you.
So, Miss Carol, it just sounds like you and Miss Jane have quite a history together. Could you tell me how you guys met?
You know, it's funny in that I wish I would have known her longer. I lived in Pensacola almost 18 years, and I guess we moved away in 2008, but I didn't meet her until 2004, and we had been living there 14 years already, but it was after Hurricane Ivan had hit the coast so hard, and we lived on a barrier island, Pensacola Beach, Santa Rosa Island. And Jane lived in Gulf Breeze, and the damage was just horrific. You know, the beach, there was no way we could go back there to live. And even in town, there was so much devastation. I mean, you couldn't drive to get away from it. It was just everywhere, just piles of debris, and the roofs damaged, and blue roofs with the tarps everywhere covering them.
Yeah.
And everybody was looking for other housing. And so many people, I had worked for a church there, and it ended up being the FEMA recovery center there. And so many people were, you know, trying to find interim housing and whatever. And I was very, very fortunate to have gained a rental that happened to be a rental home that happened to be right next to Jane and her, where she lived, in her home in Gulf Breeze. And, you know, from the very beginning, Jane was there. She, you know, came over and knocked on the door and, you know, brought cookies. She knew I had the boys. I have two boys. And she was just there from the beginning and always trying to be of help to us with whatever she could do. And that was in 2004, and it was a very difficult time, and not just for us, it was just almost everybody was affected, mm-hmm. all of our friends and, you know, family members, although I did not have family there, she did, and other friends, but Jane was a light, she really was, she's very positive, she has a caring attitude, just wants to address, she just goes after whatever it might be that needs to be done, and she's just a kind of person that doesn't really, there's not a, no, she doesn't take no for an answer, you
yeah.
know, she's going to figure it out, and I'm so grateful to have had her in my life, because she helped see not only me, but my family through. And then after we got back in our home, the storm was in September of 2004, and the flooding was so bad, it took a long time for us to get back in. I think it was in March. It was towards the end of March, Palm Sunday weekend. We got back in our home, and the downstairs was the most damaged, and my husband continued to work on it. And then in July of the very same, the next year, 2005, 3 months, what, March, April, May, June, July, 4 months later, another storm came along and took the top off our home.
Oh, amazing.
And it was crushing. It really was, especially for my husband, because
yeah.
he had worked so hard in trying to get us back in the home. But anyway, here we were again, and there was Jane again, too,
oh.
because... You know, she called me and she had found a place for us to live.
Aww.
And this, she was just there for us, you know. And she had found a place. This time it was on her block, but a little further down the street. But a nice home, secure and great neighborhood with her as a neighbor. And so that's where we live with Jane as our neighbor for a long time until we needed to, you know, establish roots and find another home.
Yeah.
It was a rental property that we needed to, you know, eventually get out of. But anyway, Jane was there again helping us with our home. And then, you know, we've since had to move. After a storm, I don't know, after you go through storms like that, your whole community, it's not like what it was. And it's, you want it to be the same and you work towards it, but it really never, it's now 10 years and it's not the same.
Those fingerprints still, are still there, aren't they? Yeah.
Right. It's still a wonderful community and all, but I don't know why, but I guess we were encouraged to move away thinking we needed to move away, but I think we all regret it now because we recognize it was its home. We hope to someday get back. But we went to Miami for my husband decided to take an opportunity at position, and now we're in Jacksonville for another. But it looks like we're trying to work our way back over to the Panhandle and to Pensacola. I sure wish I was there for Jane now.
Yeah,
I just recently had learned of her cancer, lymphoma that she's going through. And was crushed to hear about it because if you knew Jane, she's just such a love. And, I want to be there far to help her. And in my concern after I learned about it, you know, I was trying to go through in my mind what I had recently seen on the news about your care packages and trying to determine, you know, how I could find out more about them. And I went to the news station to do a search, and I found you. And I'm really, really glad that I found you because it was a way I could reach out and give something to her that may be of help to her, even though I can't be there, but that may help her go through the battle that she's got before her.
Yeah.
And providing her, you know, just that soft blanket to wrap up in. You know, the tidbits, know, the advice that's given in the chemo cocktail information. And so she's, no, she's not all alone, but there's others like you too who have gone on before her.
Oh,
and
Ms.
what
Jane.
I know is a really difficult, frightening time.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm grateful to you guys.
Ms. Carol,
and what
we're,
you do.
We're just so blessed by your story. I know when storms come in life, they come in so many different forms. And where quite literally you were blessed with Jane through storms, hurricanes, you know. And that friendship was just forged and solidified, and all now she has a storm of her own, and
a different storm, but
a very
definitely
different kind
a storm.
Of storm. And we're just so blessed by your story of love and commitment and compassion for this woman who's shown you the same. And we know that, you know, when a storm comes through in life, it does often alter the terrain in a way that is never exactly the same. Where the hurricane came through and it's changed the town to some degree. You know, when cancer visits your body, things are rarely ever the same either. But you know, it doesn't matter. When you have the love of an enduring friend, that's what's permanent. That's what matters. And I love for our listeners to hear your heart for your friend and her heart for you. And we so appreciate you taking the time to share your story with us.
You know, this year is in September will be the 10th anniversary of that storm, the first one that rocked our world. And I can only hope that, you know, Jane's able to battle this, and, you know, she and I will be sitting on her porch together in another 10 years, you know.
That's right.
I really hope and pray for that.
Well, we will join you in that prayer, lifting Jane up every day.
Thank you.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I know that you sent me another email that mentioned something about how she used to lift your spirits. Do you remember what I'm talking about? When she felt that you might be becoming depressed or sad about the loss.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Jane was always good about, I think she knew when I needed comforting, you know, and she'd always find reasons to visit, whether, you know, it was something for the boys or something that she, you know, a dish that she made, or she'd invite me over to come sit on her porch. She had a lovely screened-in porch and yard, and with birds galore, and we'd sit and we'd play. She'd invite me to come play games. She'd invite friends to come over and have lunch and tea party. She's such an elegant woman, such a lady. And she'd also, you know, if there was a way to get me out of the home to do something that I'd like, I mean, I look back now, I know I was depressed and didn't really have much ambition or energy with what it was. After working and with my boys, I stayed in. I was tired, and she'd encourage me to go on adventures out and, you know, either to dine out or go. We went to a gardening show in Mobile. She knows I like gardening, and she was always so great about that and bringing, ensuring that no pity parties, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was just the best with that, and then also introducing me to other friends, and I shared mine with hers too. It was really expansion of love and friendship together.
I don't know. I'm feeling like I've got to meet Miss Jane.
I do too.
I think a road trip is coming up.
I think the girls need to load up. How are you feeling about that, Miss Carol?
She's exceptional.
I think we should be Pensacola bound.
I do too. She does sound amazing.
You know, Carol, that's what Sharon and I have done over the last 3 years is to put together this pack and this chemo guide to walk into that first session with the patient. We get the most phenomenal feedback sometimes about just the comfort that the pack brings. And, you know, we know it's just a pack. It's a canvas pack. But there's some kind of warmth and support and love that our women receive when they receive their packs. And that's what blesses our heart, is to know that we're doing just a little something that's going to help that person walk in to that first chemo session with a little bit more confidence, a little bit more security, and knowing people love them, you know. And Jane is going to walk in with Carol's love wrapped around her. And that's what drives us, that what makes us get up and do this every day, and, you know, more determined to put this in the packs into more hands as we go along.
So,
well, I hope all your efforts continue, because the blog is wonderful, your program. And whenever I had received anything, or when I was on the internet and saw anything, and I've been forwarding it to her, and I really believe it is a comfort, and it does show her that she's not alone, and that she, you know, there's different things within that will help lift her. And she's a very positive woman.
That's
anyway.
Right. That's
but
right.
There's so much that you don't know, you know, and questions that you do have. And, you know, I feel inadequate, and this helps me in a very small way, or has helped me in a very small way, try and address the need for her, which she did so many times.
That's
for
right.
Me.
That's right.
That's amazing. Well, I almost wish we had Miss Jane sitting here to give us our tidbit today, Lucy.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I bet she has a good one.
I think Miss Jane will be on a show maybe in a couple of months after she's on the other side of her treatment.
Maybe
we'll
so.
We'll have to dial Miss Jane
see.
In. And
I can share something with you from Jane. This is the email that she sent me when she told me about her sickness. But she said, I'll read it real quick just so it gives you an idea of my Miss Jane. She said, "Dear Carol, how are you?" This is from last week on the 15th. "We have a very nice day here today with lots of sunshine, but even I am ready for robins that have been in the area for 3 weeks. And today I saw Japanese magnolia starting to bloom." And then she asked about my Valentine's Day. Part of this is cut off, but she says, "About a month ago, I have some news which isn't good, and about a month ago," she talks about a CAT scan, "but what I'm trying to say is, and share about a tidbit, is here she is telling me about her scan and not good news and what's going to happen in the future with her fighting the cancer. But she starts off with telling me about the sunshine and the robins and the Japanese magnolia blooming. That's my Jane."
That's right. That's positive Jane.
That's positive Jane.
That's going to take her through this journey.
That may be a new term we use. Be positive Jane, ladies. Be positive Jane.
I can't think of a better, not just surviving, but thriving tidbit
for
today.
That's it. Well, Miss Carol, we have so enjoyed meeting you and hearing your story. And please pass our very best on to Miss Jane and let her know that she will be in our prayers very sincerely. And
thank you. I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Please continue what you're doing. It means a lot to so many, and I know it will continue to mean a lot to many more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank
Bye
you.
Now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.